Karakoram is a magical place that stretches for 300 miles, holding many mountain peaks exceeding 8,000 meters. It is the most rugged range on Earth. Deep within its majesty, one finds those who practice Lungom, a tantric discipline that allows a person to glide along a path with swiftness and certainty, even at night. The Arjopa, or adept, controls the weight of the body, hardly touching the earth in passing, while reciting appropriate mantras. Matter flows as if it were pure energy, oblivious to weight and gravity. Just as you are aware enough while sleeping not to fall out of bed, normal consciousness is suspended, but still present enough to avoid obstacles on the path while moving across terrain at high speed. The discipline requires fixing concentration on a distant single object without talking or looking side to side. Because of the inward focus of the trance journeying, one is not attracted by anything else except the direction and goal. Lungom literally means wind concentration, with wind representing life force. There are times when your life journey has captured such a relaxed yet focused quality. More often, there is confusion, bumbling around, rather than flow. An uncreative mind can discern wrong answers, but it requires a creative mind to see the wrong questions. You sometimes are too perplexed to even formulate a query. What are your most pressing questions right now? Are they the right ones to ask? The Pathfinder card asks if you are listening to your heart. It reminds you that when you are lost and confused, all roads lead to home, though there may be mirages and false summits along the way. An apparently easy path often becomes the long and suffering way. This is often true of finding work that is right for you. Buddhist right livelihood refers to choosing work that is beneficial for mankind, avoids hurting humans, and acknowledges the rights of animals. It is consciously chosen, done with attention and care, and is not attached to reward. The purpose of work is to give man a chance to develop and utilize his faculties. It enables him to move beyond ego as he joins efforts with others towards common goals. Work also creates the services and goods needed for everyday life. Before enlightenment, you chop wood and carry water. After enlightenment, you do the same. One reason you have chosen this card today is because you need to inquire deeply about your work. It will always be a part of your life and is not about deciding on an occupation, but rather regularly using your life energy in a balanced way. Hunter-gatherers worked only 3 hours a day to meet basic needs. Many men today do not do the same work for a lifetime, but explore more than one career. Perhaps you have found the right path, but just work too much. Is success at work worth failure at home? Does your work add to your suffering? Have you been seeking, searching, questing for work that is congruent with who you really are? Does it honor your strength and beauty, or feel like relentless pressure or erosion of your spirit? We are all on a lifelong journey towards wholeness. You cannot not evolve. Long ago, you set out from childhood innocence on an uphill pilgrimage, carrying only your curious ignorance and instincts. Do you acknowledge and heed the deep restlessness that searches for experiences you still need? Pathfinder knows that routine can be a killer of spirit, and that there are times in life when you must create change or get on the open road. Is now such a time? While the research phase of collecting data with your mind in order to make a good decision is essential, there is a moment when you have enough head information. Simply ask your heart what to do. The Pathfinder within you senses the joys of adventure, the freedom of being on your own, the excitement of wandering around. Clarity and discovery await you in your heart's ability to cut through all the confusion that your mind wants to hold onto. This card is an invitation to journey soon. The concept of pilgrimage is ancient, a time when you can become an open mirror of emptiness, taking in whatever is there. Through the difficulties inherent in a long journey, one learns and develops inner strength, determination, and courage to create solutions. Physical pilgrimages provide opportunities for inner explorations. Some say that if you can't discover meaning where you are standing, where do you expect to wander in search of it? Journeys are not about denial or escaping from those parts of your life you do not want to face. Going out into the world not only reconnects you to nature, but to the path of inner truth, the dwelling of your most cherished dreams and hopes.